For her elementary age kids, Beth Pichter says the week before the I-step is 1 week-long nervous stomach ache.
And I've had to talk with both of my children about stress management techniques and breathing techniques and ways to help themselves calm down because they're so anxious about taking the tests.
Pichter's kids go to school in Southwest Allen County Schools outside Fort Wayne, and she says the same pressures to raise test scores are stressing out both educators and kids alike.
And in their young minds, they're putting so much pressure on themselves. And I can only guess that that's because of what's filtering down through the system.
Pichter's been part of a group of parents who've been poring over documents and meeting with administrators trying to defend a teacher in Southwest Allen schools who retired under a cloud of allegations she cheated on the I-step. Though the teacher disputes the cheating allegations, neither her attorney nor the district will comment on the specifics of her case publicly. Still, the Indiana Department of Education counts the case as one of 11 documented instances of teacher cheating on this year's I-step, a number the state says is pretty typical. On the other hand, the test is gaining even more importance in Indiana schools. Next year, districts will begin evaluating teachers' performance based in part on I-step scores. And this year, if third graders can't pass the I-step, they can't pass the third grade. Two big incentives for teachers who can't hack it to bend the rules.
We're in the high-stakes era of accountability.
Terry Spradlin is the associate director at IU's Center for Evaluation and Education Policy, and most teachers, he notes, are not likely to cheat. But he does say it isn't hard to imagine a small number of educators wanting to get an unfair advantage, especially when the state took over 8 school districts, in part because of poor test scores.
With that happening now under our state accountability system, other educators and other systems might be fearful of that happening in their own school district and may make poor decisions and sharing test questions and reviewing test items in the classroom.
But does sharing test questions or reviewing test items in the classroom break state testing security rules? Well, the answer might surprise you. There are no state rules about testing security. There are guidelines about testing procedures, but in the Indiana Department of Education, there isn't a capital R rule, which has the force of law, governing teachers' actions during the I-step or investigations of cheating after the I-step.
It's not one size fits all, certainly when you get into some of these issues.
That's Wes Bruce, the State Department of Education's top testing officer. In June, Bruce started the process of drawing up some rules, largely in response to one particular case. A teacher leaked a writing test prompt, posting it verbatim to Facebook. That meant 83,000 Indiana 8th graders didn't get writing scores. Bruce says when the rules are finalized, teachers will have to sign a code of ethics before the test, and districts will be required to train staff on test security every year.
Frankly, teachers have got a lot of other things that they need to be focused on. I don't expect teachers, administrators to be testing experts and be aware of every nuance. They should be, you know, they certainly should know. I mean, I think this will help, though, sort of that educational process.
Bruce says it typically takes 9 months at least to put a rule on the books. That means the new requirements might not be in place by the time students take the I-step in 2012. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.